Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
Thank you. know if you're hearing that. That is the activation for your pineal gland. That's about 953 megahertz. I thought I would not hypnotize you that much. That should wake up your brain a little bit. We're just kind of wasting time to see if anyone comes along and snags on my fishing pole. Day tarot. I don't know, how'd your brain feel?
Yeah, I was almost dreaming about something.
Yeah, well, don't fall asleep.
Oh, no.
Don't fall asleep. The thing about it is when you get into this meditative trance, one can fall asleep. The point is to try and fight sleep and stay awake during. That's where you get your lucid dreaming from and astral projection.
Yeah.
So just a little tip on that. I think someone from Philadelphia is calling.
Oh,
you're on Match the Tea with the Zombie Tea Party. Did you just want to listen or get a tarot reading?
Oh, I just want to know, are you doing readings?
I sure am.
Oh, thank you. Well, my name is Donna, and I am from Pennsylvania. I was wondering, I had put in my resume, I gave my resume to someone on, I think, Saturday, for, like, a rental agent in an apartment complex. Do you tell me, what do you see, if I'm going to get an interview or...
All right, let's have a look-see. All right. Resume, Saturday. Will we get an interview or a response at all? All righty, I'm going to shuffle the cards. So what I would like you to do, don't mind my voice, I sound like crap right now. Take a deep breath. And when you breathe out, you might feel me. I don't know. Can't guarantee that. Most people do. I'm going to find you on the grid so that way I can connect with you better. So just relax. Breathe in, breathe out, and I will connect with you now. Alrighty. Well, right now I see that there's a lot of turmoil going on, lots of confusion and worry. But what I want to do to make this better, just tell a better story, I'm going to do a specific spread so that way we can get through this part, because the cards that I pulled shows a lot of your anxiety about it. So I'm going to try and make it a lot more clear. Sometimes that happens when we get very emotional about a subject. It just kind of carries over to the cards. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a right and left side, which will be what will be and what is meant to be, if that makes sense. There's a happenstance and then a happening. So let's get that in there. Sometimes the tarot can be a little bit needy. So what I'm going to do is... oh, wow. Okay. So a bunch of cards just jumped out. So let's see in the order. Pentacles. Oh, yeah. Worry again. Well, if you want this job for sure, you may have to be persistent about it. I do see the Ten of Pentacles, which is a good foundation to have. So you're heading in the right direction. But if you want this job, you might need to be a little persistent about it. But you also have the Knight of Pentacles and the King as well, and the Four of Pentacles. So you have Pentacles is really good because it's basically saying that is in the works for you, but you're going to have to be persistent about it because there's other applicants. I see you got the Nine of Wands, so that's good. So yeah, you have a little bit of a battle to go through, but if you are persistent, it doesn't suggest no.
Oh, okay. But if you're persistent, doesn't that make your chances less? It's like it's for a rental agent.
What I'm seeing here is that somebody is busy and maybe a little procrastination on the other side. So you might need to just remind them. But to finish your story, we have one more card, and that is the Five of Cups. So the Five of Cups is basically telling you it's like a downtime, but it's usually an emotional cup. So when it comes to this, this is in the middle under your Queen of Cups. So basically, if you really want it, you might have to be a little persistent about it because it seems like that other side, whoever is in charge of responding, is a little bit lazy or busy. So, but I don't see a no. I definitely see keep heading in the right direction and keep trying.
Okay.
No,
It's new management, and should I keep texting or calling him or?
Don't be over persistent, but definitely remind him you're there because it looks like a bit of busyness is involved on their side. So just keep trying and don't be afraid to throw your noodles on the wall to see what sticks. But I don't see a no, so just keep trying because he looks busy. It's very busy. You have a very, very busy tarot in the middle there. But you have lots of pentacles talking about fighting to get to where you want to be, a little bit of competition, but you have the Nine of Wands, so that shows me that there's a bit of triumphant there, being successful in your endeavor. So you'll probably get the job. Just kind of remind them because it seems like they're busy.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope everything works out and have a blessed day.
Okay. You have a nice day. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right. There goes one. Yay. We're actually seeing a response today. I see a 678 calling. I don't know who that is. Let's see. In Georgia.
Hi, hello.
Hi, you're on That's the Tea with the Zombie Tea Party. You want a tarot reading?
Yes, I do.
Yay, what can I do for you?
Okay, I have a career question. I have a phone interview tomorrow. It's for a teaching position in another state. I'm certified for this position, but I do have another job offer. But I'm more interested in the one for tomorrow. How would that go, and will I get the job?
So you have two job possibilities.
Correct.
Okay. And you want to know which one is going to be better for you? Well, which one are you going
no,
to get?
I already have the other one, but I really want the one that I'm interviewing for tomorrow.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to do an option A and an option B. And then we're going to throw out a middle of pros and cons, and the tarot will kind of basically make up its own mind on that and figure out what to do next, and we'll just kind of follow the story on that. I get a lot of these questions. So I haven't gotten any complaints yet about anyone going, oh, you're wrong. So far, so good on these.
Okay.
So do not worry. You are in good hands. We're going to shuffle the cards.
Okay.
I'm going to cleanse them, too, because I just did a reading, because this one's a doozy. This one matters. I feel the energy here. I feel it.
Yep.
All right. So what I want you to do is I want you to get comfy. Breathe in, breathe out, concentrate on your question, and I'm going to find you on the grid. You may feel me, could be a tingly feeling. Some people feel different things. So
that's fine.
Here we go, and I will shuffle and find you. I'm almost done cleansing these things. I want to make sure it's thorough so we don't get the last reading mixed up in this one. So bear with me one second. Alrighty, I will shuffle the cards and we shall get on with it. Alright. So option A is the job that you already have, and option B will be the one that you're interviewing for tomorrow. All right, here we go. All right, so we're going to lay down the foundation for your first job. Option A. Okay, so we'll do pro. And final for okay. This one is definitely very, very specific. So we will get to the details. I'm actually going to turn back on my lights because this is like, wow. All right, so 1 second. I'm going to turn on my light to read this properly. Yeah, night light is going to do it. All right, so. Very, very interesting.
Oh, no, okay.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Okay, so. I laid down your first card on the left is going to be your Knave of Swords, and that is your first card laid down on that. Now, usually, Knave of Swords is a person, but let's see. This one talks about asserting yourself, and those who truly love you will stand by you. But when we sit it next to our Three of Pentacles and Seven of Cups, the job that you already have looks like it wouldn't be too bad. except for the Five of Wands, which concerns me a little bit because that's like battling with others, talking about people being cranky, morale being low, and saying that there's lots of chaos there, but for you to stay calm and make sure you read all the fine print. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have the Seven of Cups means like the universe is presenting other options to you, which you see that mm-hmm. with the interview tomorrow. So the pros of this would be things would be looking up. You do have a Three of Pentacles there. But the universe is giving you a seven, so you would be looking into something else. You would find yourself looking in other places, I guess, so to speak.
Okay.
All right, so your final outcome for each one, we're going to save for last, but I will tell you on the other side for this other job, you have the Tower as your final outcome. So preemptively, I'm going to throw, okay, yeah. Okay, so you got the moon on top of that. So, all right, this other side is going to be a little bit more detailed. So this one basically tells you you're going to miss basically your old life and may possibly find yourself looking back or looking for something different. Also, there will be chaos. It doesn't say you can't handle it. And you do have the Six of Cups, where I guess the Six of Cups is usually about reminiscence about a time before when we were younger. So maybe you'll feel like memories from in your past. Maybe it'll remind you of some things.
Uh-huh. I used to work there, so the same school district. So last year.
Okay.
I did, so.
So that's where the memories come from.
Uh-huh.
All right, so now you also have a Three of Empress for your foundation on that. Their Empress is mm-hmm. basically you using your intuition and, you know, mm-hmm. using that as guidance. So that's your strong foundation for you. So, okay, on this other side. So you have the Eight of Cups, the Knave of Cups, the Two of Swords, and your the pro and con would be Two of Pentacles and Eight of Cups. So the pro is the Two of Pentacles, meaning that you would be able to juggle your life and money and stuff like that, and you wouldn't feel too worn out. The Eight of Cups, I don't know if that's truly a con, but maybe something about it could be.
Moving on to something new.
Yeah, moving on. Yeah, maybe moving away from what you originally wanted to do. But it also talks about people being in a self-sacrificial mode. Right now, it would be required of you to, and asked of you to self-sacrifice. Beware of corals and talking about using caution, negotiating mm-hmm. affairs of the heart. This is definitely tearing you a little bit. You definitely want to make the right choice. If you took this job, which is interesting, because you have, your foundation is the Magician, so you could make it work. You could make either side work at this point. You could make it work. You would be the creator of your own, like, game, basically. But the Knave of Cups usually is like an immature person emotionally. So let's delve into that really quick because it's surrounded by other things. It talks about don't get upset if things aren't going as you hoped. Be open to alternatives and prepare for a change of plan. So the reason why I read that one first. Sorry for my word salad. That brings us to your final three cards, which this does alarm me a little bit. You have the moon on top of the tower. So
okay.
This seems like it would be a great job, but there would be people behind the scenes that would be causing problems, probably because you're new. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw another card on top of that so it's not so damn vague. Sometimes that happens, but we're definitely seeing something happening here because they are major arcana, so it's definitely something going to happen.
Okay.
All right, so now we have our tower. We have the moon, which talks about things being done in the shadows and underhanded. But you have the Four of Cups and the Six of Wands. So basically, you could get this job if you want it. There will be some others who will feel a little slighted about it. Nobody you know, probably other people in the same field in your area, you know, in the job. But you have the Six of Wands and the Four of Cups. So basically, emotions will be running high in some areas because of your arrival, but you do have the Six of Wands. So basically, what the tarot is, basically what it's saying is, it will cause a little drama for others when you if you get the job, but you'll be triumphant. So no worries on that part. But that is for sure, because that is that's something that's going to happen. But you'll navigate through that, and then that's why the foundation is the magician. So basically, it will be very challenging. I don't see you looking back and regretting the other job. The Eight of Cups sitting there. Wow, there's a lot of, you have a lot of even cups, wands, and pentacles, and a few swords. So there's a lot of emotion, thoughts, and like just hard work going into both of these over here. So either one could go either way.
Okay.
So it's your choice.
Okay. Okay. So I guess, will I get it?
Will you get the job?
Yes.
Let's see that. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to keep these cards to the side, and we're going to ask a add-on question, keeping the same energy. All right, we know A and B. We know the pros and cons. We know the final outcomes. On part A, are we going to get that job? Now, you already have that job. Right?
No, But I have another job, but it will be, I will have to take a lower pay for the first
okay,
job.
Okay, so the Section A was the job that you already have and can get transferred to, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so we want to know if we're actually going to get this job on B. Okay.
Correct.
You have the Three of Wands and the Death card. So, the Death card and Three of Wands together, not a bad combination. I'm going to throw another card on top there. Okay, so, right now, very good at putting the talents and skills of others at their best use. Be specific about what you want and don't be misled by well-meaning friends. Not a lonely time. Use strength of those around you, and teamwork brings luck. So I think, yes, you will. Because your death card, because you're good at what you do, and you're capable, and you're able to delegate properly. Entering a growing phase, acknowledgement comes slowly. No one will offer a helping hand unless you beg for it. Don't take no as a final answer. So basically, with this cards together, and we have the King of Cups. I would say yes, but I see this King of Cups, like, is somebody going to try and say nay about this? Who is that king? Who is this King of Cups? I feel male presence. Who is this? Are you being interviewed by a male?
I'm not sure. When I did the office manager, she set up the interview. Matter of fact, let me look online. She said it was a female, so I didn't really. So I don't know.
All right. So sometimes it's a male, and depending on what it's next to. But we've got the Death card and the Three of Wands. So I want to say yes, but it looks like that there might be someone voicing their opinions otherwise. But it does not say no, but it is saying that you need to state what you're looking for and what you want and make sure you be very assertive. I think you'll do okay. This other job, obviously, you've been here before. It talks about this. You will want other things, obviously, for money reasons, which is why we have a shit ton of pentacles over here. I say go for it. You're more than likely going to get it, but it might be you have to really pull out all your guns because I'm getting this presence. It isn't always male, but the masculine can also be feminine.
That's what I'm
So it could be. It could be a Scorpio.
Okay, because when I'm looking at the website, you maybe look, it's one principal and three assistant principals, and they're all female.
Okay, so it probably is someone of the water type. You're definitely going to have to bring it to state your claim for this job.
Okay, I can do that. Okay.
I think you're going to do great. Please let us know. We want to hear. Like, I would love to hear the results.
Okay, I can call back, sure.
All right, yay! I hope this helps.
Yay, thank you.
It was a very big reading.
It was. Thank you so much.
You're welcome and good luck.
All right, thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. All right. Let's see. So, 813. I see we have another caller. Looks like you're calling from Tampa.
Hello. Hello. Hello? 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 Hello.
Hello? Can you hear me? No.
Shit.
Yeah, that shit's not.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, you can hear me.
I can hear you now. I was like, wow, what happened? Hello?
Hello?
I'm here.
I don't know. We're having kind of difficulty because I'm on another. I'm on the show too, but I'm calling from my phone, and he's calling from the studio. So.
Oh, okay, all righty. I don't know what happened, but I just hang up.
But for some reason, she can't hear you, but I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me, and I can hear you clearly, but she can't hear me. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to connect. Like, yeah.
Mhm. Oh, wow.
She does a tarot reading, not me. But she's trying to call you. If you get it worked out, she's going to call you.
Okay.
We've been having difficulty.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Hello?